And really proud of our football team, and for them to fight, you know, for 7 weeks to put themselves in this position just says a lot about who they are and what level they've played at for, you know, about 7 weeks. But to actually accomplish our first goal is really a tribute to the character of the guys in that locker room.
Mike, I know you've won Super Bowls, but you ever been part of something quite like this, this kind of run?
I don't think I've ever been 3-6 and ever had 7 in a row. No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been anywhere close to that, to be honest with you. So it is a great feeling.
Mike, what was the idea tonight behind all the pressure you guys sent at Romo? Why did you think it would be effective, and why do you think it was effective?
You know, we did something that we haven't done, and we thought we'd have a chance to keep a little off balance. And, you know, it worked. You know, Tony's a heck of a football player, and you got to keep him a little off balance. If he knows what you're going to do, he's going to tear you apart like he has, you know, for the last half of the season. So we feel very fortunate to be able to keep him a little off balance, and, you know, the difference in winning and losing the game.
Coach, Alfred's closed so many games for you this year. It's fitting that he closed out the season with 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. Just your thoughts on his performance and maybe big picture, set the franchise record for yards in a season, his campaign.
Well, I told our guys, is, you know, to win as many games as we have. That means a lot of people are playing at the Pro Bowl level. But I separated him in the locker room. I said, of all the guys, a guy separated himself today from the rest of the pack. And that was Alfred, for him to, you know, play at that level for a full 60 minutes and get 200 yards, over 6 yards a carry, or right around 6 yards a carry. Really is a testament to not only him, but the guys blocking for him. So I was very, very happy for him.
Did the players know going out there that they had to win to get into the playoffs? Did they know that things did not work out earlier in the day?
I'll be honest with you. We didn't talk about that one time throughout the whole week, never even mentioned it in any conversation. We talked about our goal, you know, and we never talked about, you know, the possibilities of getting in with, you know, not winning. So I know the guys are smart enough to know what was out there, but it was never talked about.
Mike, it looked like Robert was still struggling to run full speed, but yet he had a lot of big plays, of course, running the football. Can you just assess what you saw to your quarterback?
Yeah, I agree with your assessment there. He always tells me he's fine, and, you know, you could see that he was hurting a little bit, even though he won't admit that to me. But, you know, it shows you what type of, you know, competitor he is to you know, play at the level he did and orchestrate that type of, you know, performance, being hurt a little bit. But I didn't see that during the week, to be honest with you. I didn't see that type of, you know, him being a little bit, I don't say when he was a little bit slower, but you can see that he wasn't his normal self when he was running. But he made enough big plays to give us a chance to win.
Seemed like every time you guys needed a big play, the last handful of weeks, Rob Jackson made it, had the huge interception tonight at 4 overall in the season.
Yeah, he did a great job. The back swung off, you know, did a little peel route, and Rob had the awareness there to take a man-to-man coverage with the type of blitz that we had, and Tony had to get rid of it very quick. And, you know, anytime you've got, you know, a running back going against an outside linebacker, usually it's a mismatch, and Rob did a great job of looking at it, being under control, and making a big play.
You mentioned
to go from 3-6 to 10-6 and
win. Well, I think the main thing for our football team is that they're not satisfied where we're at. You know, that was our first goal. You know, our there's only one team that's happy at the end of the season, and that's when you take care of, you know, your other opportunities. And, you know, we'll be focused. It's a 4-game season, and we'll be all focused for this one. And you work to get here. Now there's only one team that's happy at the end of the season, and we want to be that team.
Mike, you mentioned that.
Oh, we've talked about it a little bit. You know, he has the ability to do some things that, you know, a lot of people can't do. And so, you know, we've kind of tinkered with a few things, and it's kind of been fun to be able to do some things that in the running game and the zone read to keep defense a little bit off balance. Well, I didn't even think about him being limited, to be honest with you. You know, he was probably 4-5 speed instead of 4-3 speed today. That's not too bad.
Yeah. You mentioned that.
When is it seems something you could really accomplish?
You don't think along those terms. You just, you know, think week by week. You know, you can't think long term. You think long term, you never accomplish anything. So we had to do, you know, we had to focus on the job at hand and have great practices every day. And, you know, doing that, it gave you a chance to be where we're at right now.
Did you always, Mike, see resolve in this team, even when things were bad? Did you always see resolve in them?
Yeah, you know, that's when we talk about character. And, you know, put character with people that have ability, and the team that plays together, you know, got a chance to do some special things. And for them to fight back after, you know, the 3-6 start and, you know, have the resolve to, you know, work through it says a lot about who they are and what level they played at over the last 7 weeks.
Mike, you mentioned that you could see that RG3 wasn't his normal self. Did that lead to giving Alfred the ball more? Did it lead to affect the play calling?
Well, a lot has to do with what their team's doing. So you take a look at what defenses do. Sometimes we're going to run the football more. Other times we're going to pass the ball, depending on what they're, you know, doing with their defense. And since we were having success running the football, we kept it up, and we got a few big plays when we needed it in the passing game. But, you know, the key is to put some points on the scoreboard and try to get some first downs.
Mike, could you talk about
Alfred Morris's character trait that you first encountered, that you saw a vision for him that he could do something like this on this night, that he could accomplish this on this night?
Well, we're going to give him an opportunity to show us what he could do, especially when they're playing us a little bit different coverages to take away our passing game, and we put a lot of pressure on him. And I thought he stepped up and, you know, played at an exceptional level. Not too many guys can, you know, rush for a couple hundred yards and put the majority of the work on him.
Mike, could you talk about specifically D'Angelo, but also Josh Wilson, not only the interception, but all the corner pressure that you guys unleashed on Romo?
Yeah, we had some outside blitzes and we had some inside blitzes, and, you know, Romo's pretty sharp. You don't get him very often, but our inside blitzes, I think, kind of surprised him a little bit. The outside blitzes, he's watched us do that for the last few years, and so you got to get good timing on those blitzes to ever affect a guy like him. And most of the time, he got rid of the ball just in the nick of time, but a couple of times we got him to throw it a little bit earlier than he wanted to. Anything else?
Everybody's talked about how this offense has grown during this streak, but I think sometimes the defense is a little underlooked or, you know, undervalued, and I think, you know, what do you think about their growth in the last six games?
Well, you don't win without playing great defense. There's no chance for you to win. So both offensively and defensively and special teams, you win as a team. And like I mentioned today, for our defense to get some of the plays that they made, they played at a very high level, because Romo's been exceptionally hot here second half of the season.